Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 27th. It's September, and it's the year 2025. And all anybody is talking about all across the board is Charlie Kirk, the ultimate psychological operation. Whether he got shot from behind, whether he didn't even exist, whether he was predicted in the movie Snake Eyes, it doesn't matter. It just does not matter. But holy cow, have they used this so incredibly well. They're going to use it to regulate how people talk. They're going to... It's crazy. But we need to keep our eye on the prize here, because we are being literally encircled by a digital prison right now. Right this exact second. And Minutes of Horror on YouTube summed it up rather well, so I'm going to let him say it.
United Kingdom is cooked, absolutely cooked, but make no mistake about it, this is also the future of the United States, given the fact that both sides of the aisle are talking about what to do against hate speech, and this also all falls into the 2030 One World United Nations agenda. Now, you can be arrested in the United States for a tweet. For example, let's say you threaten the President of the United States. Yes, the police will be banging at your door, but this individual right here tweeted out a meme that said, F Hamas.
So if you've got stuff you'd like to gather, obviously, I'm more than willing to talk through what you're able to take with you.
What, you're taking me away now?
Yes, yes. So you're under arrest, so you're going to Harrogate, unfortunately.
You're taking me to Harrogate in the middle of the night over a tweet?
I am, unfortunately.
Is this what you signed up the police to do?
This is my role. I'm trying to be reasonable with you here. So if there's stuff you'd like to gather, I'm more than willing to allow you to gather some sort of stuff like medication.
So, long story short, apparently some guy reposted a tweet that he liked, and it said F Hamas. So based on that, you would have to guess that he is an Israel supporter, correct? He buys the story. He believes that Israel was completely taken off guard on October 7th, and this and there and there 9/11 happened, so forth and so on. He tweeted this, and the cops showed up at his house at midnight to take him to jail for that, which is completely crazy. But it all ties into Charlie Kirk, and it all ties into the social credit system and the digital dollar that's coming sooner than later. And this is how they're going to do it.
What happens to be more terrifying is that not only can you be arrested for a meme like this, but also is the fact that it's now mandatory for everybody in the United Kingdom to have a digital ID. I mean, if you want to work, you want to make money, you have to have a digital ID.
This government will make a new free-of-charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
So Britain just made digital IDs mandatory. If you think that's only about immigration, you're not paying attention. Allegedly, here's how it works. No digital ID, no job. Once that system's in place, it won't be just the jobs. It's services, travel, healthcare, even taxes. Everything tied to a single pass on your phone. Convenient? Maybe. Trollable? Absolutely. And here's the part that nobody's talking about. The U.S. is already laying the groundwork too. State-level pilots, airport testing, frameworks that are quietly being put in place at the federal level. Britain flips the switch now. And Washington's watching how people react. Everyone says it's about immigration. Could this just be the cover story? Is the real play normalizing a system where access to your entire life can be restricted or cut off with a single decision from someone you'll never meet? Britain's the test run. U.S. is next. When your paycheck, your doctor's visit, even your ability to travel can be switched on and off like a light switch. The question isn't if, I guess it's whether we'll even see it coming.
This individual is indeed 100% right. The United Kingdom is a test run for these other countries. Here in the United States, they're already setting up the electronic medical records. They already approved the Genius Act, tying the dollar to digital currency and so forth. So they're just laying the framework over here to what's already happening in the United Kingdom. The C-19...
And this is why we talk about order ab cow, order out of chaos. They're forcing a digital ID on everybody in the UK because of immigration. But the problem is they're the ones that forced all these people into the United Kingdom. They're the ones that forced all these people into the United States in the first place. It was never about voting. It was never about voting. I don't understand why people still think that's a thing. They created this problem simply so they could say we have to have a digital retina scanning, digital ID that ties to your bank account, that ties to the digital dollar. This is all being played out in real time. We're watching this happen. Everything I've been talking about for 16 years now is literally here, and it's happening now, and it's not going to happen in another 16 years. Events are unfolding around us daily, by the hour. It's getting insane. Today's the 28th of September, and I had to pull over behind an abandoned building, or whatever this is, just so I could get a little bit of shade so I could finish this video, because it's been gnawing at me, absolutely gnawing at me. They create the problem, and then they give the solution, period. These people hate you. They hate your family. They hate your bloodline. They've been poisoning you since baby powder, since vaccines, genetically modified food, spraying barium, strontium, aluminum, and whatever else into the skies, filling the water with fluoride, and putting everybody on medications for their mental health. Mental health. Before technology, the United States was a pretty badass place. You could live here. You knew your neighbors knew you. You didn't have to lock your doors. If you wanted to see somebody, you went out and found them, or you gave them a call on a phone that had a big long cord attached to the wall. Technology, I remember this when it first came out. It's bringing us together. And I noticed back then, and I was completely asleep. I noticed back then that it wasn't bringing people together because people weren't contacting each other physically anymore. They were doing it through text. People were texting people in another room. You see what I'm saying? It's utterly crazy. I've already explained to you that the U.S. government or the people in charge are literally going to force everybody's money, which to you is just ones and zeros. It's not anything real. It can be wiped out with the blink of an eye. The government's going to do something where they're going to take all the national debt and they're going to foist it on the rest of the world one way or the other. They're going to do a rug pull, just like Logan Paul. It's exactly what they're going to do. I've been warning you for 16 years now about the social credit system and the digital dollar. And some people, I mean, I told you exactly what to do. Stack gold and silver. Stack lead. Stack plates. Do you know what I'm saying? Be ready for this because you're going to have to make a decision. And here's the deal. You won't be able to comment. You won't be able to say anything because exactly what's happening in the UK is exactly what's going to happen here. And it's going to happen very, very soon. Just be aware of that. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how people just didn't heed the advice. If you just set aside a little bit every single solitary week, you'd be squared away right now. But right now, if you aren't paying attention, get your money out of the bank right now. At least half of your 401k or your IRA, get it out of the bank. Leave half of it in the bank so they can steal it. That way you feel like you're covered. Get your money out of the bank. Gold and silver will be king, period. That's why they've been manipulating the price of gold and silver for so very long. Gold is actually starting to show what it's supposed to be worth, but when they do this, they're going to reevaluate the gold. And gold is actually going to be worth what gold should be worth with all the inflation and the nonsensical, unbelievable, astronomical prices we've been seeing on everything. Do you know what I'm saying? It's going to get crazy and you need to be ready for this. But here's another one, because Israel literally just threatened the United States and everybody in this little soliloquy that Benjamin Netanyahu gave. See if you can catch it real quick. Let's listen.
They're in a meeting and they said, oh, Israel is isolated. Israel can't break out of the decision. I said, we will. Some of them have stopped weapon component shipments. Can we get out of this? Yes, we can. We're pretty good at producing weapons. Like intelligence, we share both with the United States. A good chunk of your intel. And our weapon systems, we share with the United States. We're tremendously appreciative of the bipartisan support in military matters to Israel in previous years and today as well. But do you have cell phones? Any? You have cell phones here? No? You're holding a piece of Israel right there. Do you have cell phones? You have cell phones here? No. You're holding a piece of Israel right there.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. صدر للتو هذا البيان عن حزب الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بعد التدقيق في كل الوقائع والمعطيات الراهنة.
So do we all remember the time that Israel claimed that they killed a whole bunch of people with their explosive pagers and they were all Hamas people and this and that? That was a thinly veiled threat because Israel has lost support all across the board. It's astonishing. Even the people on the left, the blue-haired people, are going after Israel because somebody put that meme out there and they ran with it. But those of us that have been in the truth community for a long time, we've always known that Israel are not the Israelites. I don't know how many times I've said it. I mean, it's astonishing. People like, Israel was given the land in 1947 by the Rothschild family. They are not the Israelites. They're Ashkenazis. They're Russians. They're not the apple of God's eye. I've been saying that so many times, it's insane. But
your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
When you come to government and what government's doing, there are artificial intelligence tools, and some of them I know that Oracle have developed around financial management for government. But also, tell us a bit about what, because you're right at the forefront of this revolution, what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
How do you take advantage of these incredible AI models? And the first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. And in the Middle East, in the UAE, for example, they're incredibly rich in data. They have a lot of population data. The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform so we provide context. When we want to ask a question, we've provided that AI model with all the data they need to understand our country. So that's the big step. That's kind of the missing link. We need to unify all of the national data, put it into a database where it's easily consumable by the AI model, and then ask whatever question you like.
So you're really, through the use of this, you're revolutionizing the way government works, right? The services it provides, the way that it operates. What about things like financial management, procurement? How can AI help a government operate more efficiently, more effectively, give a more direct and better service to the citizen?
Well, we have these modern financial systems. So, countries can, and all, so for example, the AI system will help you do that. But again, the secret is to get all of that data in one place.
Did you notice how he just didn't answer the question at all? How would this AI help financially the government citizens? He doesn't answer that at all because these people that have been spying on us, they're literally spying on, they want to spy on every single solitary move we make at all times. But meanwhile, the same apparatus or the same computer system or the same super AI they're using is making them the richest people on earth. I did a video back in 2021 and I showed the national debt. It was at 23 trillion. It's at 37 trillion now and all that money has gone to them. You know what I'm saying? This is insane. This is utterly insane. If AI were a legit setup, its first recommendation would be to get rid of all of those people. All of those people. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever attacks them. They only attack children, schools or people that they can use as a mass distraction from what they're actually really doing right now. You think it's a complete coincidence that the Charlie Kirk event occurred, and at the same time, digital ID got pushed in the UK while nobody's paying attention? You see what I'm saying?
Without having the basic data, it doesn't have the, it cannot answer the question about your country. I think countries are very uncomfortable with keeping their data in other countries' data centers. So I think part of our essential infrastructure, just like airports obviously need to be in our country or they're not terribly useful. Ports need to be in our country and they're not terribly useful. Data centers, because of the privacy requirements around the data, need to be in our countries or they're not terribly useful. They need to be in our countries, but they also need to be secure. And there are new technologies right now. This is the last year you will ever log on to an Oracle system with a password. By the middle of this year, I'm quite certain you are Tony Blair. So how do I know? Well, I look at you, I hear your voice, I listen to the kind of questions you ask. I'm pretty sure you're not synthetically created in having this conversation.
And there's another problem, reaction, solution. They created these AIs that can make up, allegedly, they can make up complete false imagery, deep fakes. They could make me, they're telling us, they could make me right now and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So because of that, now we all have to have retina scans or, something more intrusive. It has to happen because of what they have done. They're creating all the problems and the solution is a one world government. And Christians and people that are awake will not be invited to this and shouldn't want to be invited to this because our country is completely and utterly fallen apart. I can't stress this enough. Trump could have came in and been a great president. He could have done all these scummy things, but he could have distracted us. Instead of shooting somebody, they could have distracted us by rebuilding the highways, rebuilding the infrastructure for the electricity, cleaning up the water in the United States that the corporations have poisoned. Every problem on this earth is from a corporation, period. They're evil. Money is the root of all evil. There's a reason that's a saying, and it's a real, very real thing.
The security system, we have biometric logins. The computer recognizes you. It recognizes your voice. It might ask you to put your index finger on the return key, and we know, we're absolutely certain it's you. There's no reason to enter a password. In fact, passwords are too easily stolen. Data centers and data is being taken hostage all over the world. The ransomware business is a very, very good business. It's getting bigger and better every year. We tend not to talk about it because the American FBI has a simple advice to someone whose data has been ransomed. Just pay them because there's nothing we can do about it.
And there's another complete and utter lie because they have access to D-Wave quantum computers. A quantum computer can set up revolving passwords that can never be broken. And as a matter of fact, I've had my same password since my father gave it to me 18 years ago, and it still works like a champ. It still works like a champ. You know what I'm saying? This is all order ab. Cow. This is how they do it. This is what they do. But right now, it's all coming to a breaking point. They're about to put the capstone on their pyramid. You know what I'm saying? If you want to understand the social credit system and how it's going to absolutely make you homeless with no money, I'll leave a link to this video that I did back in 2017. It's only 5 minutes and it basically explains it, how they laid out the app in Canada, the Carrot app, where it pays attention to what you're eating, what you're saying, what you're doing, and you get points if you act correctly. I rang the bell way back then, and now it's literally here in front of our faces right now. This is going down, and like Minutes of Horror said, our government's going to sit and watch what the people in the UK do with the digital dollar. But it's a huge discrepancy because you can't gauge what the people in Britain are going to do compared to Americans because we're not them. We ain't nothing like them. And we beat their asses. But it's still coming here because it has to. It's part of the plan. This is the New World Order. And they're pushing from all sides right now. And every single solitary day, there's another event. So you can't think too hard about too many things. Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the prize. Remember how I told you this is going to ramp up and we won't even be able to keep track? So far today, we've had a shooting suspect of a guy who pulled up in a boat and started shooting people at a restaurant in North Carolina. And according to the story, they're saying the madman who targeted a crowded dockside restaurant in a highly premeditated mass shooting in North Carolina once identified himself as a wounded Iraq veteran and filed a slew of conspiracy-laden lawsuits earlier this year. Yeah, that's crazy, huh? But wait, there's more. We've also had another attack today in Michigan. 2 dead, 8 others wounded, and apparently the entire church burned to the ground. I mean, how is that as a ritual sacrifice right there? This is insane, man. This is insane. And they said that the guy had an IED, an improvised explosive device, in his vehicle. So I got to put it out there. Pay attention. Be aware. This is going to keep going and going and going till they get everybody to a breaking point. Order out of chaos. Chaos means chaos. And that's what we're experiencing right now. In a real world, the people that were getting taken out wouldn't be innocent people. You know what I'm saying? The people at the top are the absolute problem. Stand by. And nobody ever touches them because they've built an army of people whose main concern, main goal is money over everything. Money no matter what. You know what I'm saying? They've surrounded themselves with people that just want to join their secret societies, have unbelievable wealth. We're talking people that have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. How is that even a thing? You know what I'm saying? At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm going to try to upload this. For now, I'm out.